Hey, yo, Ness, you want to be nosy? It's cops outside. What up, Josh? I gotta tell you some bars I dropped to this.
Yeah, me too. All right, welcome back to Co-Working It. JP here. Woso boom.
I say woso. And the bum ass motorcycles in the background, if y'all hear it. I don't know what the fuck they doing back there. But yeah. What you was about to say, JP?
One, two, three.
No, I like it. We're keeping it in there. And then one, two, three. Do your thing, JP.
So we just experienced a once in a generational type event, technically, with the solar eclipse. And I got one thing to kind of review it.
So true.
Man, Rochester strikes again.
Oh, man. I can understand why people think this is the worst city to live in. I know there's worse cities, but come on, man.
Like, yeah, yesterday, it's hard to argue.
Bro, my son is still mad and still in shock. He was in YouTube today typing in our address. Why the eclipse didn't show at our address? I tried to explain it to him yesterday. Like, it's the clouds. He was not hearing that shit.
Yeah, you could have told him there was actually a lot of places that didn't see it because of the clouds. It doesn't matter because he didn't get to see it.
No,
and we didn't get to see it.
Right, though,
and he's
man.
Right. And he's kind of right. Listen, it going pitch black for 4 minutes was cool. Like, it was cool. Like, it's something we're never going to experience again. So for what it is, it's all the streetlights went on. It was cool. But that doesn't mean it wasn't also disappointing, because you see all these videos of the moon crossing over the sun slowly, and it looks incredible. And we had such thick clouds that you couldn't see anything.
Nothing.
Anything. Not even a shadow up there.
The clouds look like that Oppenheimer picture behind you. That's all you're seeing. Like, the clouds that look like that. It was crazy. And then, like the darkness you said was cool. And the lights cut up. Nah. Yeah. None of these kids in this area was hearing that. They're like, where's the eclipse?
Where's the sun? Where's the moon? So, I mean, like, luckily, my five-year-old, she didn't know any difference. Like, she was all excited. We threw a little eclipse party. So, through her eyes, it was enjoyable because she was just fascinated. Like, oh, my God, it's dark. Like, am I supposed to go to bed? Like, it was funny. So, she didn't know what she was missing out on. So, she kind of helped my disappointment a little bit. But my wife was yelling at me because I was so negative leading up to it. Because I'm just like, it's the only time I'm going to get to see this, unless I hit, unless we travel in 25 years to where it's going to hit, which is like in Montana and North Dakota. I don't see that happening. So it would have been really cool to see that, what you're supposed to see.
It was so disappointing. It was the clouds looked cool as the sun was coming back. And it, like you said, it was cool to see it go night to day real fast. But soon as, like, around 12, I started seeing the clouds. I was like, nah, we are not going to get the nothing's happening.
Yeah. So it went from, like, almost like rain clouds to pitch black back to rain clouds. So, like, could you imagine if it was just bright sun going to that back to bright sun? Like, that would be incredible. That would have been incredible. And we missed out on it.
So, and I'm putting in the bag of WPS eclipse parties. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, who does that?
White people.
Yo.
White people with young kids and grandparents that just want to have an excuse to come over to see them. We had balloons, we had stars balloons, we had sun balloons, we had Oreos that could look like the phases of the moon. Ah, that's so much fun. Good thing we had the party, because party was cooler than the eclipse.
Oh my God. Nah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for laughing at your party. But bro, yeah, especially if since that was the result, that's why it's funny to me. I'm sorry.
Threw a Notre Dame national championship party in 2012, and Alabama beat us 45-14. That was so depressing. I don't know. I'm sensing a little jealousy out of you because I didn't invite you over. Are you mad because I didn't invite you over?
Hell no. Nah. Bro, yo, that is the funniest shit ever. Yo. The thing is, because I just know you're not the only one that did it. So now I'm just thinking, a whole bunch of white people, y'all are so disappointed. Like everybody that was out there in Brockport.
We did a lap around our neighborhood like an hour before when everyone was there. There were three houses that had full cars in their driveway. So yeah, we were not the only one. I live in Hilton, and Hilton is one of the two main spots where it had the longest time. So it was decent traffic out heading home from work. And I saw a Virginia license plate. I saw a Florida license plate. I saw a North Carolina license plate. I'm thinking of all the people that traveled up to see this.
Yo!
I never Googled Rochester, New York.
Yo, this the time when the black people, you know how black people be negative, mad, like black people are negative. Yo, everybody I was like, man, nobody will give a fuck about that shit in the back where I'm at. Like, who gives a fuck about the eclipse? Like, what's going to happen? Blah. And I'm sitting up there trying to hype it up. Like, man, it's 200 years. Yo, we got to see it. Like, I got my kids hyped about this. Now, they got to laugh at me today. My son kept trying to put the glasses on. I kept trying to, like, yo, bro, if you put these glasses on, you ain't going to see nothing. It's not there. It's not there. You know, you get to the point, like, you got to prove your point. Like, here, take them. Where is it, bro? I'm not doing this right now.
Like, I had my star map on my phone, like, pointing up there. I'm like, no, it's right there. It's right there. You can't see it. You can't see it. So
you got
did
a
you
star
see...
map?
Oh, yeah. $2.99. That's $2.99 I've ever spent.
Oh, Zodiac Killer. Yo, bro. Yo, throw that in the bag with the WPS, too. Yo, I thought the slaves needed that. The North Star. You got it. What the hell? Where you trying to go?
I'm just a Star Trek fan. Now we got to bring slavery into it? So did you see that the two highest Google searches at 6 p.m. were, number one, my eyes hurt, and number two, why do my eyes hurt?
What?
Man, if you didn't know, put the glasses on for places that actually saw it, I mean, you just been living under a rock. Like,
hey, see, I'm defending I used to defend the poor people. Remember last time I said defend the poor people, they might not can't afford it, but if you could afford the Google search, you could afford to go get some damn glasses. Go like if you want to look at it.
But this got me thinking. Do you think there's anybody, let's just keep it in Rochester because we were part of the totality. Do you think there's anybody in our city that had no idea that was happening? So they're just watching TV or they're driving home from work or whatever, and all of a sudden it just goes pitch black. Like, is there one person in Rochester? Could you imagine? You just start freaking out.
It is because you gotta go look out like for the fiends and dope fiends, like the people that's on the street that don't know shit that's going on. So one minute is daytime and then one minute is nighttime. Oh, bro, if they was high, oh, why couldn't I be around a crackhead? Bro, could you imagine being around a crackhead when that shit went from dark to light? Oh my God. Just lighten up. Oh, shit!
It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world.
God, Jesus, I'm sorry. coming fresh off of a disappointment, let's talk about another disappointment.
The rap beef that never happened.
Kendrick come out with his, like, well, really, they trying to track it back. They saying, first person shooter. You heard that song?
No.
When it's on the radio, it's like Drake be like, big as the what? Big as the what? Big as the Super Bowl. You hear that shit? That's crazy.
You said it was on the radio. If it wasn't on,
you see,
you said on the radio. If it wasn't on 96.5, I didn't hear it.
And they saying that they asked Kendrick to be on that song. The song kind of hard. The song is hard. It was hard. It was. It's not hard anymore. So, but like, and like they,
awesome.
Yeah, no Diddy. He was supposed to be on there. I guess Kendrick said no, blah, blah, blah. They was like throwing shots at him in the song. So he got on the Future song like that. And gave them like, they said he smoked them. He smoked them. I don't think he smoked them. I just think he just showed them like, you know how you punch somebody in, like, I was about to say punch somebody in the face and like let them know.
Not that strong.
It's a jab. It was a jab. He jabbed.
Yeah, a little pushback.
And then J. Cole get all hyped up and everything. Mr. Backpack Rapper, Mr. College Rapper. Like this is the shit that people need to understand. He had me too. Bro, like for the last 2 years, I would say J. Cole and my boy Lil Wayne, like feature-wise, and you go check it up. I think they had the best feature run in rap. So I'm like, yo, J. Cole like the best rapper right now, better than all of them. And, you know, Kendrick dropped his shit, and his album was. So I'm like, okay, J. Cole won't come back. He dropped his little thing, his little disc.
And they were hyping this up for a couple days, like, because J. Cole's touring right now. So
no, J. Cole off a tour. Drake is touring.
Oh, okay. I thought what J. Cole, what we're about to talk about, I thought he said that at a concert.
At his Dreamville Festival. He have one every year in North Carolina.
There you go. Even more of a hype. Like, all right, so he's got his once a year festival.
Yeah. And then you perform it there. Get your fans hype when you perform it. Go viral again.
Yeah, it's perfect. And what do you do?
Some light skin shit. Like, okay. See, this is like you can't diss someone and then apologize. Like, cool, you can apologize years later. Like, bruh, that like we just was rap beefing.
Like after it cools off, that's what you're saying. Like you got to go back and forth, and then you know, yeah, let it cool off,
bro.
This dude apologized. What, 3 days later?
Word, like the song just dropped on Friday. You said 3 days later. It was 2 days later.
Yeah, less than that. Cause it was over the weekend. Ooh, is the weekend part of this?
You crazy, bro. But
anyway.
Yo, that shit made me so mad, though. I ain't gonna lie. Because J. Cole, I'm like, everybody was hyping it. Like, yeah, J. Cole just killed Kendrick. I was like, well, no, he didn't. And luckily, he said at the end, like, this is just a warning. So, I'm expecting, like, something else to happen. This dude, when I woke up to this dude, he apologized.
Thought like, it was fake.
No, I like, yeah, I had to go look up everybody, like look and see everywhere. Like, is this like, oh no, he really on stage doing some light skin shit saying, yo, it ain't sit right with me. Like, yo, when they bring God in it, you know it's on some bullshit.
Man, he went to church.
He went to church. Like, he can't
see,
he can't.
We always talk about the bad things that religion bring out, and now that religion has cost us this beef.
No. The thing is this is the problem, bro. This is the problem. It's that the J. Cole really never was on the top with these dudes, with the two, Kendrick and Drake, at rap ability. He moved his way up by steadily getting better and getting in the conversation. You know that player that's like MVP for like MVP chances? He really not the MVP, but he got the he having the best year. He was always like an all-star.
No, it's too current, like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
How about that? I think that's a good one.
Yeah, that's like...
Right, because he has the numbers.
But J. Cole been like steadily, solidly good the whole time. It's like Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was studied good, then they tried to put him up in a conversation that he wasn't, and now he can't perform. It's Kawhi Leonard.
Did you just say J. Cole's like one of your top two rappers?
Yeah, not no more. No, I can't listen to none of his verses no more. He said any of these niggas want to rap with him, he's smoking them. Like, he putting them in coffins. Like, what is he talking about? And then when, like, he apologized because he know what's coming. And he know what he was saying on that diss song wasn't true. Like, saying, like trying to downplay Kendrick's discography. Bro, Kendrick's discography is way better than yours. And he said this shit put niggas to sleep. No, J. Cole, that's J. Cole.
J. Cole has lullabies?
Bro, no J. Cole, nothing of J. Cole is in my playlist. And it's crazy because how good I think he is as a rapper.
So like, you're saying he's talented, but he just doesn't make great music?
No, you're a backpack rapper. You can't be a backpack rapper and be one of the top. I'm sorry. It is what it is. That's why Drake had to stop being a backpack rapper. You can't be in the top. You gotta be ready to right bite somebody.
Is that the college reference you're saying? Backpack rapper?
Yeah. It's like Kanye West. Kanye West never battled nobody, like, but he knows his lane. Like, he just talks shit online. Like, he ain't gonna get in a song and try to diss nobody. Like, he ain't about that. Backpack rappers.
So what you're saying is he did the smart thing because he couldn't go with Kendrick. He would lose. It's still disappointing, but you're saying
but
he doesn't belong in the team.
If any one of these niggas try me, I'm not listening to none of the verses that I thought was ill no more. That shit's trash. Biggest the what?
Gotcha.
Man, I'm telling you, bro, the problem with the game is and why Kendrick is better than everybody is because, and it's no colorism. I'm not with that colorism. I'm anti-colorism. But the thing is this. Kendrick Lamar's dark skin, and them two dudes are light skin. Am I right or wrong, JP? You can't have a white mom and be the top rapper, unless you Eminem.
I'm sorry, I think I've lost you. I don't know. Keep going. So the GIF that I was talking about earlier worked. It was perfect. It had the perfect situation here, where Tyler Hansbrough was playing for the Raptors, I believe. He got pushed from behind. And he didn't know who it was. And he turned around. Remember, like, he was psycho T. Like, I know he wasn't, he was tough. He was tough for a white boy in his size. So he got pushed from behind and he turns around ready to go. And who's standing there but Meta World Peace? Like, he immediately mouthed, like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yo, Tyler Hansbrough is like Josh Allen tough.
Thank you. You finally admit it. Thank you.
No, I had to say it because you wouldn't say it. Like, come on, bro. It's right there. Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice. It's the off season. You lost Diggs. To be nice.
How you drop out of a rap beef where you was guaranteed not to die from?
All right, let's recap the Final Fours. Actually, Final Fours and the National Championships. They both ended Sunday and Monday. The women, South Carolina, takes care of Caitlin Clark in Iowa. Iowa got off to a good start. And it was a 4-point game and a half. And South Carolina, man, their size, they just wore them down by the end of the game. Clark's just throwing up threes, praying it goes in. Her teammates can't make a layup to save their life sometimes. You could see she was visibly frustrated. But, I mean, another good run by her. I'm tired of people saying she's, because she didn't win a national championship, she's not considered one of the greatest. I'm not calling her the greatest because I also don't watch a lot of women's college basketball. But I'll be honest, I listened back to her shit last week. We were talking out our asses because we really don't watch women's college basketball.
Only thing I'm saying, the ones that I will consider, I did watch. I watched Diana Taurasi. I watched because them... Because it was, what's that girl from Duke? Like, that's Augustine Days from LSU. Like, I watched those girls in college. Like, I used to watch the games.
Did you watch them or did you watch SportsCenter?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I used to, remember, they used to come on. Because I caught myself being a Duke fan all the way through. Like, I tried to be, now it's like, nah, that's basketball. Men's basketball.
I know you're talking about Alana Beard.
That's when I realized I liked Diana Taurasi was the one that was smoking shit back then. And then I start watching WNBA, the New York Liberties, because they used to be on Yes, and then I just fell off of it because that shit was trash.
Yeah, there's a little stretch there where, well, I mean, Geno was dominating, UConn was dominating, and then, but like, I think I always defended UConn's dominance as being good for women's basketball. Everyone used to say, "Oh, that's bad for it." Like, no, like you. When you're a lower tiered sport and you got someone who's dominating, that means people are rooting for you to lose, which means you're going to watch. Once they started falling off and like Baylor was winning, Notre Dame was winning, LSU was winning, South Carolina, I actually think it kind of took a little dip because it was just teams going at it and you didn't really have huge stars until recently with Beckers and Reese and Clark. That's why. I mean, you see the numbers. You know, more people watch that national championship Sunday afternoon than every college football game this year except Ohio State, Michigan. That is crazy. I don't think they'll ever top that again.
It's the underlying, like, if it's not like what you were trying to say, it is the racial thing about it, because the other one was there. Remember when they play LSU? When she played LSU, it's her versus the black girls, and then what's common is the black school. But plus, she's a great player versus a great coach. That like she sure. like Dawn Staley was trying to solidify herself, and she was trying to solidify herself at the same time, which led to great entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I didn't feel the same race bait though with South Carolina, just
because
they.
No, that's why I say underline, because you look at it, it's white versus black.
Well, everyone was so caught up with the rematch of LSU versus Iowa. And then you had UConn versus Iowa with Paige Beckers, and that was a great game. And then kind of forgot that Iowa beat South Carolina last year, and that South Carolina was going for the revenge factor. No one really talked about that. Carolina won game in their last 82 attempts, and it was to Caitlin Clark in Iowa last year. Like, people forget they beat an undefeated South Carolina team last year. They'd be going for three in a row in an 80-game win streak, matching UConn. That's how impressive of a win it was last year. But people forgot that because then the LSU game happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you and I both watched a whole lot of women's basketball this year. That's kind of cool. Good for them. Not to sound condescending, but...
You a clown. Told you he ain't pro-women. I'm telling you.
I said not to sound condescending.
Yeah.
It's really hard not to sound it. Let's go to the men, where you called it exactly what happened, what needed to happen, Purdue versus UConn in the championship. You said both the games were going to be blowouts.
It wasn't.
Which they kind of were. I mean,
UConn, they both won. UConn was kind of tough for Alabama towards the end.
That UConn-Bama game was really good. And then they just did the exact same thing they did at Purdue and just wear them down with their defense and their offense efficiency. Like, UConn's not, it's weird. They're not fun to watch. But if you're a basketball fan, you appreciate what they do.
Right.
They are always moving on offense. It's not just one screen roll. It's not just one post up. And even when you see 10 seconds left, most teams freak out. They are under control. They're going to still run their set, and they are always going to get a good shot. They didn't even shoot that well last night, but they were always open shots. Defensively, they said, let Edie do what he does. He wants to score 40. That's fine. How many assists did he have? Zero. They shoot 40% from three the whole year, which was like top 10 in the nation. They went 1-for-7 last night.
I knew that game was going to be a blowout.
They attempted 7 threes.
See, I didn't know it was only 7.
That's crazy. And two of them were in the last 2 minutes. It was crazy. They were like, no, we're not giving up the three. And a lot of teams try to, they can say that, they can try to do it. UConn does it. I'm not a huge fan of their coach anymore. That guy needs to take a chill pill. Jesus.
Yo, it's crazy. I didn't know he looked like that.
Well, you know who he is, right? I mean, I know you're a Duke fan, but I don't know if you're a historian Duke fan. Bobby Hurley's brother. You know, the point guard that played with Leitner and Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley. That's his younger brother.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I bet if you... Because I think Bobby Hurley's coaching Arizona State right now. He was at UB, and then he went to Arizona State. But, yeah, that's his younger brother. But they say their practices are some of the most entertaining, tough-minded shit you'll ever see. Even NBA GMs were talking about that.
But they said he worked him mad hard.
Yep, because he doesn't get five-star players. Like, he gets players that are going to fit his system. And he got two transfers, grad transfers this year that were perfect. That white boy and then that can shoot. And I think Newton, that point guard.
Seemed like he get.
I mean, just,
he they were the underprivileged kids. And, the underprivileged kids in the ghetto. Beat on them. Hey, that's all. If you want to get to the NBA, you got to take these lashes, boy.
Well, that's the difference between, you know, they're trying to compare how great is this UConn team. You know, they're comparing them to the Duke team and the Florida team that went back to back. But they lost three starters last year. They're three top scorers, too. So this isn't like, you know, Florida when they brought back Noah and Brewer and Horford and them. And Duke brought back all the guys. This is like totally different team. So for them to go back to back actually is a little more impressive.
No, I think it's more impressive to get the whole team, the whole starting five, to come back like how Florida did, and then them guys stay on the same path, and nobody get big headed. The Eagles check, the Eagles don't check in, and they still go out and do the same thing.
That sounds like a Duke pro bias. You're totally wrong on that one.
Because I'm saying it's not the same team. Like, they didn't win back to back. The coach did, but the team didn't. So it's not
right.
Really a back to back. So it's a president for the
saying,
coach, but not for the team.
That, no. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's all credit to him.
Yeah.
And now Kentucky's going to come calling with their $12 million Brinks truck. I don't think he's going to leave. He's got a perfect. He's a Jersey guy. I don't think he wants to go to Kentucky. He's made UConn the blue blood of our generation. 6 national championships in 25 years. Nobody's got more than 3 in that span. That's impressive. But they just do it quietly over there.
I don't like UConn. You can keep glazing them. I don't like UConn. Fuck UConn. They trash. Fuck out of here. Except for the women's.
Well, what's funny about them is that they've only been to 7 Final Fours. It's not like the dominant.
No, they went to 6.
Yeah, they've,
no,
gone,
I thought
they've gone to 7.
No.
It's 7.
I thought they were 6-6.
They're 6-6 in the championship game.
Oh,
they've
you said
won,
Final
Four. Yeah, yeah. So you don't, like, Duke, Carolina. Like, they have these stretches where they were making Final Fours and just not always winning. So
that's
why it felt more dominant. UConn's, like, literally the roller coaster of down and then all the way up. And then down because their coach gets fired. And missing the tournament and NITs and then championship.
That's why Duke better, because Coach K got all 5. Like, he didn't have to change coaches. We didn't have to keep changing coaches to get their rings. They got 3 coaches with all their runs. Like, come on, bro. Stop it.
So that's more impressive.
No longevity.
What a hater.
Only one I give respect to is Calhoun. Because if you could go to the championship with Kemba Walker on your team, you deserve all the credit in the world.
Hold on. Kevin Ollie won one with Shabazz Napier.
Scratch that. Kevin Ollie. You got it.
All right, so I'm going to do a little quick movie segment. Shout out to my boy, Christopher Nolan, newly minted best director. Found out he's going to be knighted by the English monarchy. So he will forever be known as Sir Christopher Nolan. That's pretty cool. You know, you think Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Elton John. I started thinking, who do I know that has a name that would fit a Sir before it? And I thought of you. No, I won't say your name on the podcast. But it made me laugh. And the people that know your true name, you put a sir in front of it, that shit flows.
That would make me sound like a white boy for a white man for real. Old ass white man. Yo, see, I'm telling you, that's going in a bag. It's putting that in the bucket too of WPS. That's going in a bag too. Bruh. You know you can buy it.
Well, I mean, I would say EPS, like English people shit, but that is pretty much white people shit too.
Yeah, man. You know you can like buy lots in like it's either Ireland or some one of them places over there. Like you could buy lots of land or some shit like for $250 and they call you a lord and you can be referred to as lord.
That is fire. That's awesome. The lord and lady.
Yeah, like yeah, lady is for a woman, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. But I played with a Sir Jordan in high school basketball.
Pause. What the fuck is you talking about?
It's not a pause if you listen to the whole sentence.
Nah, you going too slow. Yo, you was going too slow.
I played basketball. With a,
yeah, there you're gonna put basketball. Like, yo, yeah. I played with Sir.
Sorry, just trying to have a conversation here. But yeah, this dude's name was Sir Jordan.
Y'all ain't drill him? Pause.
Not really. I don't know. He's kind of a tough kid.
Oh, y'all punks. Y'all called him Sir.
But that was his actual name.
I don't give a fuck. Literally... I ain't calling him Sir. I'm calling him SJ. Fuck out of here. Did you say his name was Sir Jamie?
Sir Jordan.
Yeah, SJ.
It kind of works though.
SJ, right?
No, Sir
I
Jordan.
I was never it caught. Worked. You caught. Y'all called him Sir.
We call him Sir Jordan.
Y'all called him Sir. Was he bigger than you?
No, you didn't just call him Sir. You called him Sir Jordan.
Y'all called him Sir Jordan.
Yeah.
SJ, fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't. Y'all crazy. I don't remember his last name.
Y'all crazy. He was white.
No.
It was a black kid named Sir Jordan.
Yeah.
It's like Martin Lawrence in Black Knight. Yo, bro, y'all's paying anybody to go to y'all school, huh? To win them the championships.
Yeah, we did. He just didn't help us because he got kicked out of school by freshman year. And he's currently in jail right now for talking to underage girls.
Oh man. Oh man.
Yeah, that
was, it was acting like it a was real sir. A real sir. The knights over there be bugging.
Yeah, it was one of those like when I got that news headline, I was like, oh yeah, I can see that. Can you smell it? Well, if you can't smell it, can you feel it? It's Masters Week.
Oh.
Do you hear the azaleas blooming? The birds chirping? It's Masters Week. Augusta, the back nine. Spring has started. Hey, even Tiger Woods is there. So you should watch. Best weekend of the year. The Masters.
Oh,
best sporting event. Best sporting event on the calendar. This is my shit. Spring has officially started. Golf is back, baby.
Throwing this in the bag of the WPS. Who watches that? Like, come on, man.
Who watches that? It's one of the most watched events of the year, man. Get out of here.
Man, I don't care. Yeah, all right. That's how I know y'all outnumber us. It's period. Point blank.
I'll text you updates on Tiger.
No, I was that one black kid that didn't give a fuck about Tiger Woods. He said he wasn't black. See, I'm told you. See, nah. And I'm wrong for saying that mixed races is not black. They said they're self.
He's Blasian.
See, that ain't even no word, man.
What do you mean? Black and Asian. Blasian.
Nah, we from it. Pick a side, nigga. Yeah, hope no mixed people walking down the street. Oh, shit, the police out here. What happened? Damn. Yo.
Who you calling mixed? Freak yourself, fool.
Niggas don't talk like that. Yeah, bruh. Yo, see, JP, Mr. Pro Black and Pro Woman, he be low key dissing us both.
It's not dissing. I just get all my shit from movies and TV. Yo.
The host with the most. The host. Hey, yo, Ness, you want to be nosy? It's cops outside.
Oh, let's go. Let's go live. What's happening? Go interview him. Go interview him.
You stupid.
You want to be nosy. Oh, man.